Where that people are actually taking out mortgages to buy Bitcoin because they think it's such a solid investment. Then they put on their Skechers shape-ups and went out to buy some Dippin' Dots. Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, we are joined by our financial analyst, Ryan Boucher. Hey, Ryan.
Perfect. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Did you hear that Jimmy Fallon cut?
I did. That was really funny. I mean, it's those things that are starting to pop up that get you really nervous about Bitcoin. My analogy was, I think it was a week or two ago, I saw a post from Katy Perry, and she was trying to reach out to Warren Buffett to better understand Bitcoin. And that was a sign to me that, hey, we're really entering bubble territory here.
Great. We'll get to that in a second. So we know it's digital currency. Can you give us just a little better layman's explanation on what Bitcoin is?
Honestly, if you ask the people who are buying it, I don't think they understand what it is either. There's really not that much more to it than you're literally buying these digital currencies that are sitting out on, you know, the web, unless you unload and move yours to a hard drive that's not connected to the internet. You're holding these, you know, whether it's a one Bitcoin, a fractional Bitcoin, you're owning these digital currencies. And, you know, right now it's trading. I mean, the trading volume and the rise of Bitcoin right now. Are you familiar at all with the Dutch tulip bubble from back in the 1600s?
No, but what?
It's essentially the biggest bubble that's ever occurred, and it was just based on tulip bulbs. The prices just kept going up, 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 and up. And this week, Bitcoin has surpassed that meteoric rise and is now gone up above that. So it is really scary. If you look at the past four major bubbles in the U.S. markets, they've all had very similar trading patterns over a 10-year period, up about 1,000%. Year-to-date, Bitcoin's up 1,600%. I mean, it's incredible, and you're seeing people, getting into it with, you know, they're taking out more. I mean, they're doing anything they can do to get into it, and it is really scary. I mean, it's total speculation. There's no intrinsic value here, and, you know, when people talk about this replacing hard currency, you know, what's the issue with the hard currency right now? I mean, what are you having issues with your dollars, with transferring funds? Everyone talks about, well, you know, you won't be charged when we try to wire money with digital currency. Well, they're still paying transaction fees to get into it. So, you know, it kind of goes against what they're saying. It's, you know, it's one of these things that as you see more and more people, I'm seeing people give advice about it on Facebook who, I mean, quite frankly, hearing what their reasoning is, have no idea what they're talking about. It's really scary.
I just can't even, it's a very abstract concept to me right now. What's wrong with things like PayPal?
Exactly. PayPal, Venmo. I use Venmo a lot with, you know, friends or, you know, even with our babysitter. They have a Venmo account, transferred over, happens pretty instantaneously. I don't know what the future. The problem is how are retailers, how is anyone going to accept Bitcoin when it's moving 15-20% in any given day? How do you price that into your goods?
That's a great
and
point.
How do you take on the risk of those fluctuations? So, you know, until it stabilizes, I don't see how it overtakes, you know, a regular hard currency that we're used to
Can you convert this stuff into cash? Like, if you want to get out, can you just convert it to cash? Or
yeah, as long as the market's there. I mean, you can, you know, you're selling it on the market, but, you know, to that point, some of these markets, the futures exchange, which just opened on Sunday, it's the first day it was open, crashed twice. So if there's a quick price, if there's a 10% price move on that exchange, they're halting trading. And so, you know, you could find yourself in a position where you want to get out and trading's halted, and who knows where the valuation's going to open when trading gets back up and running. So it's so volatile. And, when you look at the meteoric rise so far, I mean, it is well past any previous bubble we've ever seen. So, you know, I'm not saying that this is something that'll end up going to zero, but, man, it's a scary proposition trying to get into it. I've stayed away because it's just, I don't see I can't put a value on it.
Just don't do it is what I'm hearing. Just don't do it, and if you have it, sell it. Hey, in 30 seconds, can you give us a couple of quick end-of-the-year tax moves we can make to lessen the blow?
Yeah, so for investors, you know, maybe some tax loss harvesting in any of your taxable accounts. Look to rebalance potentially only because we've had such a great run in the stock market this year. Rebalancing isn't a bad idea. You know, if you want to give to charity, especially this year, I think New Yorkers are going to be impacted the most by this change in tax bill. You know, charitable donations that could still be itemized. If you're taking RMDs, you know, maybe put those to a qualified charitable distribution if you're inclined to do so. Parents, open a 529 plan before the end of the year. You can open it within 15 minutes, and it'll count. You got to do it before the end of the year. Those are probably the big things I would think about in these next couple weeks.
Good stuff. So there's stuff you can still do at this late date. You can hear Ryan and Steve Boucher Saturday noontime on WGY. 720-3333. Offices in historic downtown Troy in Saratoga Springs. Boucher.com. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Hey, it was great talking to you.
You too.